said Jim. Started day the 208 at Binti and Schleider.
So I saw the title today is Sedra Gems. So I searched the Pasha for some gems and I found them. I found them. The Pasuk says, Tzoyah ta se la te, we should make a Tzoyah. What's the word Tzoyah mean? So Tzoyah, what's the literal translation? A source of light. We say, Tiroishcho v'yitzhorecho. What's yitzhorecho? Oil. Why is oil called yitzhorecho tzoyah? Because it's a source of light. We use oil for light. Tzahoroyim, erev ovekev, tzahoroyim, light. Tzoyah means a source of light. And Rashi is famously brings two pshatim. What was this source of light? Was it a window? Or was it a diamond? An even toiva. What's poshu pshat in the pasuk? Tzoyah, if I tell you tzoyah, taseh. So yeah, tase like you should make, you should create, you should make it. So what would you say is, you don't, if a diamond, you bring a diamond into the table, you don't create a diamond. You're building the table, you should build it with a source of light, which means to build it with a window. Later on in the parasha, they bring the Rashi, it says that if a yiftach, noyach should open the, what does it say there? Yiftach, noyach, esa, tzoyah, what does it say there? Noach should open up the chaloyim, and Rashi says that what's the chaloyim? The chaloyim is the tzoyah. Where does it say that he made the chaloyim? Because it says tzoyah, ta'asel ha'teva. Others want to say, by the way, the Rosh brings, this is not so known, the Rosh brings is the gematria of tzoyah. Now the Torah writes tzoyah with out of vav, but we read it with a vav, tzoyah with a vav. The gematria of tzoyah is oir chaloyim. So the gematria is oir chaloyim. But others want to say the opposite. Later we see when the Torah says, Yiftach Noach, it says he opened the chaloyim. Why does it say he opens the chaloyim? It changes, it called it first a tzoyah, now it calls it a chaloyim. So maybe faket, that's a chaloyim, and the tzoyah is something else. Now the Maaseh in the Kohen for this Rashi is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says very clearly, it starts with, there's a Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer. Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer is, Umar Golias Achas Hoiso Tluyo. The table, there was one stone hanging in the table. Omeiro lechol abrios kene shume begvurosoi shenema tzoyha tase la table. Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer says clearly there was this magolius in the table which lit up and illuminated the whole table, like it says in the pasuk tzoyha tase la table. The Balaturim brings the gematria of tzoyha without a vav is laoir ha'even. Yeah, so we have the Poshub Shah and the Poshub Tzoyah Tas as a window. We have the Gematria of the Rosh, which says, Oir HaChaloyim. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer says clearly, there was a Margolius hanging in the Teva, and the Balaturim brings, the Gematria is, La'oir Ha'Even. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says much more than that. It wasn't just one stone. I got you the Gemara, the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kof Chesom, it beits, Omer Gerichanon, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kovaba avonim toivois umargolius hang loads of avonim toivois kadeshi me erois lochem katsahoroyim. That word katsahoroyim says the Gemara, there's numerous stones, different margolius, different diamonds. Where did he get all these diamonds from? Where did he pick up all these diamonds? So very interesting. There's a Targum Yonason in three places in the Torah. Three places he brings, whenever he talks about diamonds, he says, we know that the Pasuk in Bereishis says there was four Nahoros and there was the Nahar called Pishon. And Pishon, it says, Shom Hoya, there was Habdoilach, whatever that means, and then there was the Even Hashoyam. There was the Even Hashoyam, says the Targum Yonason. Noach went down to the Pishon and he gathered together and collected together stones, or stones, and that's these stones, and there's the Targum Yonason, you can check it up there, but the Bizus Hayom. We know in Bizus Hayom came up a whole load of stone, beautiful stones. Pashtus was from what the Mitzriim wore. The Targum Yonason says there that those stones, the Rabbeinu Shalom brought them from the Pishon. Another place, where else are there stones, beautiful stones? The Avonim. The Avonim by the Big Day Kahuna. By the Big Day Kahuna, They were Avonim. And it says there, the Pasuk says, who bought them? Who bought those stones? V'hanasiim heviu, which Rashi brings, and Nasiim means the clouds. And the clouds bought them, Rashi, the Targum Yonis, and there says the source of these stones. Where did they come from? Where did they start from? They started from Gan Eden, but then originally they came from the Pishoin, which the Pishoin is full of Shvashom, Ha'evan HaShoyam. These are three Targum Yonis in Zalatoi. There's one by the Hanesiyim Evil. There's one by the Hanesiyim here by this, these are Avonim, which Noach got for the Teva, and also. Where was the third one? The third one, by the Bisayon. Others want to say that perhaps this Gemara's Omer, this Gemara in Sanhedrin's Omer of Yochanan, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, covered by Avonim Tovs, we're going to get there soon. But there's a machlokes whether Yesh Doshim Nignai, Yesh Doshim Mishvach, whether Noach was a very big tzaddik or he wasn't, we'll see soon. Was how great was his tzidkas? Yeah, so others, Rabbi Yochanan's shitta was that he wasn't such a great tzaddik. He wasn't. It said over the numerous Makairas that whether a person's Zoicha to see with the downfall of Rishoyim, it depends on his like Loit. Loit wasn't Zoicha to see Sodom being destroyed because it wasn't in his Chus, it was in the Chus of Avram, so therefore he wasn't allowed to look. We say the Chasam Sofer says, Ashira Lashem, I sing to the Rabbeinu Shloim, Ki Gomal Aloy, the reason the Klal Yisrael, Ki Gomal Aloy, because if it was in my schus, if the Yeshua was in my personal schus, then I could sing Shira, then they were allowed to look. When Vaya Yisrael es Mitzrayim, when the Yidden was Zoicha to see the Mitzrayim dead, Al Svas Ayom, so they knew it was in their own schus, and therefore Oz Yoshe Moshe, that's when they sang Shira, when they realized what schus they have, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan's the one who's Doirish Oise Lignai. So we can't have a see-through window because Noach didn't have the right to look through that window. So even though there was a chaloin, Rabbi Yochanan has to learn that chaloin was covered because he wasn't allowed to look out because he wasn't such a tzaddik, kidash and lignai. And therefore the source of light couldn't be the window, and therefore the source of light had to be something else, something internal, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan learned pshat that it's Avonim Tovus or Margolius.
What was the chaloin then?
The chalom was the clue just to open up for the later when you had to send out the yoino. It wasn't for light. That's what they want to say. Well, it couldn't be a source of light. So what have we got here? Let's just do a quick summary. We have here machleikas. What was this tzoyha? What was the source of light? We have two gematrias. We have the Rosh's gematria oir chaloin is tzoyha with a vav. We have a gematria of the Balaturim. The Balaturim's gematria and the Rosh's gematria is not stamp gematria. This is Torah. This is Rabbeinu Shlom wrote it. This is a real gematria. Tzoyha without a vav is la'ira even. And the Pashto, as we said, is the Torah says later, v'yiftach es ha'chaloyim. On one hand, we see there was a chaloyim. On the other hand, the Torah changes it from tzoyha to chaloyim, so maybe it wasn't that. And the word ta'aseh. Tzoyha ta'aseh la'tevah, simply speaking, means to make, on that simply a window. So how are we going to touch the word taseh? How are we going to touch the word taseh if it means diamonds? Diamonds you bring in, you're not taseh. So I saw a maral, beautiful maral, and maybe I'll be the maral, we can touch up. He says the whole world was being destroyed here. The world was being destroyed. And Noach, the Rabbeinu Shem told Noach to build a table. This table wasn't just simply a hatzolah. The Rabbeinu Shem could have saved Noach in many ways. He was building here a miniature world. He was rebuilding the world in a small form, and it had everything that Shomayim Baretz had, and everything that Hashem did in Sheshes Mei Bereshis was in this Teva. He says the three floors represent, not that I have any understanding in this, but the three floors of the Gimel Olamos that there are. He was rebuilding the structure of the whole world, and says the Maral, just like in the world, on the fourth day, the Rebbeinu Shlom made Mahiris, all different stars, the sun, the moon. Noach, and he brings this Gemara in Sanhedrin, that there were many diamonds, and to copy that, so Noach had to bring into the Teva all different ma'oirois, like there should be Yehi ma'oirois berkiah shamayim. He wasn't just bringing in a source of light, he was bringing stones to represent the ma'oirois berkiah shamayim. And maybe it could be that's how we can understand. He was actually creating something. He wasn't just bringing in a diamond, he was setting them up. He was like it says by the Rosh Hashanah, shamayim, ba'aretz, vayas, elekim, et sorokiah, vayas, vayas. Noach was actually making lights, he was building lights, he was building a world, and that's the pshat maybe in tzoyha, ta'aseh la'teva, if it's diamonds. So we'll come back to this tzoyha. And I want to move on to another part of the pasuk, of Noach ish tzadik, tomim Hiya, and we're going to focus on the famous word B'dui Reisov. In his generation. So the famous is Rashi. Rashi's famous, but I want to say first a beautiful, beautiful Meshech Chochma who's got his own Taitche. The Meshech Chochma says the word B'dui Reisov means in two different generations. He was a tzaddik, Tomim, in his generations, in two different generations. Noach lived and saw two different worlds. If you look at the Balaturim, actually, the Balaturim says this, Noach. There's three times the word Noach, because Noach saw three different types of worlds. You'll see the Balaturim there. But we're going now with the Meshech Chochma says, but the Reisov, he saw two generations. He saw pre-Mabul, and he saw post-Mabul. He was a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik pre-Mabul in that generation, in that doir, and the Reisov, the second doir, was also post-Mabul. And he types it so beautifully. It says tzaddik and tomim. Tzaddik means tzidkus, means he kept the Torah mitzvahs. Tzaddik lo v'roshav v'lo yishalim. Someone who kept, he was the opposite of that. He didn't steal like the rest of his generation. That was pre-Mabul. Pre-Mabul, when everyone was stealing and there wasn't honesty. And in that generation, he was a tzaddik. And he says, after the Mabul, there was no one around. There was no one to steal from. He was the only one there. So what was Noach's avodah post-Mabul? What was Noach's avodah post-Mabul? Post-Mabul, he was the one who rebuilt the whole world. And what would someone feel like if he was the start of the whole world? Everything is in his chus. Someone would have someone would want to be a Baal Gaiva. Look who I am. I rebuilt. This is all in my chus. He sees new generations. These are all my Einiklich. I'm the father of the world. I rebuilt the world. I saved the world. I was the only tzaddik in the world. He says, post-Mabul, then the Torah is made by him. He was Tomim, which Rashi says in Zvachim means he was an Onov. Tomim b'midoisov, he was an Onov, even though he could have felt himself the biggest of everyone, and he stayed the Onov. So he says so beautifully, the Meshech Chochma, he was a tzaddik, Tomim, b'doiroisov, in both his generations. He was a tzaddik before the Mabul, where there was a Nisoyin not to be a tzaddik, where there was rishis going everywhere. And post-Mabul, where there was a Nisoyin for Gaiva, then he was a Tomim, he was an Onov. There's a Rashi later, Chazal later, when the Rebbein Shem comes to Noach, he says, Ro'isi Oizcha, I've seen you as a tzaddik. And it leaves out the word Tomim. So Rashi famously says that Miktsas, when you talk to someone in front of him, Miktsas Shvuchoi Befonov, you don't say the whole Shvach, the Chassidim say over, Miktsas Shvuchoi Lefunov, or Beshaloi Befonov is ganz Shvach. Shein. That's what Rashi says. The Meshech Chochma says so beautifully. When was the Rebbein Shem talking to Noach? Before the Mabul or after the Mabul? Before the Mabul. Before the Mabul, that wasn't the Nisoyin of Tomim. There was the Nisoyin of Tzaddik. The Rebbein Shem comes and says, Re'isi Oizcha, I've seen you, that you're a Tzaddik. That's the beautiful Meshech Chochma, how he teaches the B'dui Reis. Whoops. How he teaches the Doiroisov, how he teaches the Tzaddik, and how he teaches the Tomim, and how he teaches why the Pasuk leaves out, when the Rebbein Shlom spoke to Noach, why he leaves out the word Tomim. Now I'd like to go a little bit into Rashi's Pshat, in the Doiroisov famously, but I think it's an amazing, amazing Rashi, and each Pshat is unbelievable. And I have a new Gilu from the Maral teaching this Rashi. It's phenomenal. The words are famous, everyone knows what Rashi says, but it's what the lessons that Rashi's teaching us and what the Torah is teaching us with this word, is phenomenal. So yesh, doshin, lishvach. Now those, wouldn't we dashen it lishvach, and simply the Pasuk says, why is the Rebbein Shlom listening? Eile told us, Noach, this is the tzidkus of Noach, zeichu, tzaddik livrocha. The Torah mentions a tzaddik, and therefore we want this mention the tzaddik livrocha, and we're listing his tzidkus. So we say it's a tzaddik, he's a Tomim, we're trying to, all his milas. So if we're adding a word, B'dui Reisov, obviously what's the Rebbein Shlom trying to say here? A mila. Yesh doshin l'shvach. So what's the shvach? What's the shvach? What's the Torah trying to say about him? Says the Torah, yes, he was a tzaddik, and he was a Tomim. And people saw him, and he didn't really look like such a great, massive, huge, enormous, gigantic tzaddik. He looked like a tzaddik, yeah? But why was that? Why did he not look? Why did he not fulfill his full potential? Why did he not? Why was he not a much bigger tzaddik? Says Rashi, because of his generation. He lived in a generation that was full of Rishoyim. He was surrounded by Rishoyim. He lived with Rishoyim. He lived with terrible influence. And he put in his effort and he tried his best. Says Rashi, had he lived in a different generation, the generation of Avraham, the generation of Tzadikim, he would have grown much, much, much greater heights. Rashi says. So we look at Noach, and we see him, and we say, no, such a big tzaddik. No, I would have liked to see someone bigger than that. And the Rosh says, no, this Noach, he's the one who's going to save the world. Why? Doesn't look anything major. Because you know what stopped him from growing? You know what stopped him from steiging? He would have grown much bigger. But there were outside influences that stopped him growing. And so the simple human eye, we look at him, no, who are you already? And this could be to many of us. A person, you could look, someone can try and put all his koichs into Avodas Hashem. And he tries, and he puts his effort in, and he pushes himself. But he's got things that are stopping him. He's got circumstances. He's not so healthy. He's not so well. He's got his family disturbed. Whatever it is, he's got friends. Whatever it is, his surroundings, where Hashem put him. Hashem put him in some place where it's not a dafka place of Bnei Aliyah. And had he been in a different place, he would have grown much, much greater. And the Rabbi Hashem looks at this person. The Rabbi Hashem looks at this person and says, you're like that person. How you would be, had all these disturbances will not be there. That's who you really, really are. And that's the Noach that saves the world. Famously, the Arizal was looking for someone. The Arizal was looking for someone to give over his kollel to all his Torah, the Torah Arizal. And he picked Reb Chaim Vital. He was in Eretz Yisrael. This is only just towards the end of his life, 2-3 years before the end of his life. It's brought down from the Chidor. It's very, very recorded. It's very, very emesis. The Chidor brings down that Arizal picked Reb Chaim Vital. And he took him. He took him to the Kinneret on a boat. It's famous. And he gave him to drink from the Be'er Shel Miriam. And he drank from it and his mind opened up. And he says, he was massive after he drank from the Be'er Shel Miriam. was unbelievable. So the Reb Chaim Vital asked him, I wasn't the greatest in the generation. You see, you need to give me to drink from the Be'er Shel Miriam. So why did you choose me? There were much, far greater people than me in the world that you could have chosen to give over the whole Torah Sanista, everything that we have from the Arizal is through Reb Chaim Vital. Why did you choose me? So the Arizal told him, the Arizal could see, saw what others didn't see. And the Arizal told him that in this generation, you are the biggest omol. There's no one in this generation who had put in as much effort as you had, and I wanted to give over the Torah Sanista to the person who was the biggest omol of the generation, the one who put the most effort in. Torah Sanista, Pnimis HaTorah, Soides HaTorah, doesn't go dafka to the one with the best brain, and the one who looks the biggest, and the one with the longest white beard. It goes to the one who put in the most koichos to avodas Hashem. And then the Arizal told him, had you lived in the generation of Rabbeinu Tam, that's how I read it, had you been in the generation of Rabbeinu Tam, you would have been far, you would have been much, much, much greater. But it was the chitzonius, the klippus, the tumah of the doir, in that day already, that stopped you from growing and developing to who you are. So had Reb Chaim Vital come to, not met the Arizal in his life, and he would come to Shomayim, and he'd look at himself, who was I already? I tried, I put so much effort in, I put so much koichos in, I tried, and nothing came out of me, who did I become already? And he comes to Shomayim, and the Rebbeinu Shlom is megala to him. We were zoichet to hear from the Arizal, the Rebbeinu Shlom is megala to him, no. You know why you didn't grow the way you could have grown? It's because there were external factors that were stopping your growth. And really, you know who you really are. And they'd show him who he was. He'd be as big as Rabbeinu Tam. I don't know who he was. The greatest man of the generation. And that's the schar a person's going to get. And this applies to every single one of us. We try and we power effort in Shomayim. It's not about results. It's not about who we look like and who looks greater and who people respect more and who gets shishi and shlishi or whatever it is. It's about pushut simply in Shomayim. It's the olam al-medik shayt. We come up there, it's about pusher, how much effort and how much koichas. And that's what the Torah says, but Doyroisov, even though in his generation he didn't look so great, but we take him and we put him without all the external factors, and that's who Noach really is, and he's the one who's going to save the world. So that's the pshat of Yesh Doshin Lishvach. So we're going to get now, to Yesh Doshin Lignai. Yesh Doshin Lignai. There were those, and we said the Shittas Rabbi Yechonon, those are Dorish L'Gnai, that what? What's this Gnai? So the Torah is telling us, Noach was a big tzaddik. That's what the Torah is coming to tell us. Noach ish tzaddik. He was a tzaddik. He was Tomim, but be careful. Yeah, don't make him too big. He wasn't so great. B'dayroisav. It was only in his generation. Says Rashi, look at Rashi. Rashi says, had he been in the Dor of Ram, what does Rashi say? He would have been a bit smaller. No, no, Rashi doesn't say that. Lo'ayah nechshav leklum. Had he lived in the generation of Avraham Avinu, he would have been a nothing. And you know who's writing this? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Yeah, the Rabbeinu is writing. I want to tell you a little bit about Noach. Let's give a hesped on Noach. Noach was, a tzaddik levrocha. We have to mention the tzaddik levrocha. Noach is, he was a tzaddik. He was tomim, but just be careful. No, not so great. He was a nothing. He was a real nothing. He was compared to, he would have stood next to Avraham Avinu. He would have been nothing. So I'm hearing the question here. Like, why should you dashen it l'gnai if you can dashen it l'shvach? I don't know if that disturbs me so much. Torah's emes, and if that's pshat, then that's pshat. There's two pshatim in the pasuk. There's two pshatim in the pasuk. You can look at the word, but b'dayroisav. Is it the Torah's trying to say? Is the Torah trying to say relative, or is it what's pshat? You have to know what's pshat is. That question doesn't bother me so much.
What? Yes,
yes. No, it says no. Yeah. There were those, but. I've got a different kasha that it doesn't fit in. It doesn't fit in. If the Torah is trying to tell us his shvachim, why? Let's say that's pshat. Why is the Rabbeinu Shlom saying it here, b'chlal? Hashem is trying to build up Noach, build up. Motzachein, he was a tzaddik. He was tomim. We're building up, and then the Rabbeinu Shlom goes span in the works, smash. If he would have been in the door of Avraham Avinu, he would. Why is Hashem writing it? This is the way I'm asking the question. Why is Hashem writing in the Torah a gnai about Noach? This is not the place to write now gnai. What can we learn from it? What's the Rebbeinu trying to tell us that he wasn't such a big... He would have been a nothing. So I think that the lesson that the Rebbeinu is trying to teach us, and I saw this in the Maral. The Maral says the reason why Hashem wrote this, but the Roisov, is to teach us the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maral. To teach us the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think what we learn from here, how the Rebbeinu treats Tzadikim, it's phenomenal. It's something amazing. This Noach. Noach, had he lived in the times of Avraham Avinu, lo haya nechshav leklum. He was a nothing. He was a real, real nothing, Noach. Who saved the world? Who saved the world? The survival of the world, the continuity of the world, who was it through? But he was a nothing. He was a nothing. And the Rebbeinu Shlom is trying to show us that when I talk about tzaddikim, it's not about, had I lived in the Dor of Rabbi Akiva Eger, had I lived even 100 years ago, before the war, there were people who knew Kol HaTorah Kula, and there were every random balabos, he knew the whole Shas, and there was this person who dropped the Shidduch because the boy only knew Shas when he was 20, and he didn't know Shas, finished Shas before the boy's Bar Mitzvah. And what do I know? A few little black Gemara, who am I? What am I? When the Rebbeinu Shlom looks down at the world, and this is the Rebbeinu Shlom telling us here, even if we'd be nothing compared to earlier generations, Hashem looks at our generation. He looks at what have I achieved in this generation under these circumstances, and that's what counts. And Noach, and the Rebbeinu Shlom is telling us, Noach is the one who continued the world because he was a tzaddik, and that's all we need to be. That's all we need to do.
That's a
shvach. It's a shvach. It's a shvach. It's something we can learn from it. Who he was not as great as Avraham Avinu. That's what the Gnai was, that he was not as great as Avraham Avinu. But what we're learning from there is something about us, and something about how the Rebbeinu Shem treats Tzadikim, that the Rebbeinu Shem does not look at someone, and his tzidkas does not depend on three other generations, and what he could have been, it's how much. And both shot and boil down to the same thing. The Rebbeinu Shem's midah is, it's not about what we look like and what we could have been and what we should have been and what should have happened. It's about poshut the Rebbeinu Shlom wants in our circumstances, in our matzav, in our generation. No, there's no Chofetz Chaim in our generation. It's not a mistake. It's why is there hundreds of Chofetz Chaim? Why is there no Rebbe Kivega? Why is there no Shag Yisai? Why is there no Gomer Gaon? Because this is our generation. As you read the Sadoiras, we're further away from the Beis HaMikdash. Every generation we go lower and lower. And this is the Matzias. This is the fact. And this is what the Rebbeinu Shlom expects of us. The Rebbeinu Shlom expects exactly the way we are, and that's how the Rebbeinu Shlom treats us. We're holding in the time now.
It's hard to understand why that's a gnai, though.
It's a gnai because the Torah is saying.
Now you're saying that later on he wouldn't have been a tzaddik.
Compared to Avraham, he was. If you would have met Avraham Avinu and put Noach next to him, he would have been nothing. If we were leveling up Tzidkus to Avraham and Noach, he was nothing like Avraham. That's the Gnaz. What? He's saying such a good...
He's not incomparable
to Avraham, you know, but the Torah is writing it to tell us that's all I want from you. I want you to be the Tzadik that you can be. That's all I want from you. And this is, we're holding now in a Tkufa where we're finished. We're called the Tzadikim Sadova. Tzadikim Sadova, that we finished the Heilige Teig. And we're moving on to the Heilige Necht. And I want to say a little depth to maybe those words. Especially it means because it's long nights and I can learn through the nights. Something, a bit of a deeper meaning to the Heilige Necht. What does it mean, the Heilige Necht? There was the times of inspiration. There were the times of Yom Leroyim where everyone got a little bit uplifted, whether it was Rosh Hashanah, before Tekiyah Shofar, or the Sukkah, or the Lulav, or Slichas, first day Slichas, whatever it was. There's times when someone said over that if maybe it's not just a skula to daven better on Rosh Hashanah. He says if we would put as much effort as we put into a Rosh Hashanah davening to a regular mincha, maybe it'll also look like that. You know, we come to Rosh Hashanah, we think about it a few weeks before, and no one just decides 2 minutes before Rosh Hashanah Shacharis Musaf, where am I going to daven today? Or maybe in MH, maybe there's a minion. Let's call minion line quickly. Where's the minion for Rosh Hashanah Musaf? Oh, and he runs into shul. He comes in. He prepares beforehand. He knows where he's going to daven. He gets hold of a seat. He gets his shtender. He's got his tissues. He knows exactly which city he's going to daven from. When the kid's going to come. They're going to come now. I saw the Yisod Yishoyish Avodah that before he benched, every time before he benched, he davened to the Rabbani Shloilam. I shouldn't have any disturbances in benching. He davened, Rabbi Shem, please, I'm about to start benching. I don't want anyone to come knock on my door for any shailas. This is how he benched. This was every benching of his. If we would prepare today, this afternoon's mincha, think now, I'm going to daven mincha today. Where am I davening? Have I got the right shtender? Have I got the right siddur? What time am I davening? Where am I going to daven? If we prepare like that, mate, Abba the Maisa, it's not the same. It's not the same. It's not Yemei Slichas. And some of us think to ourselves, maybe we lost all. Maybe. I would like to look like as if it was during Slichas. How I daven the Rosh Hashanah. How I daven the Yukki. How I daven the Simchas. How I held my lulav. That's how I wanted Halal on Rosh Chodesh to be. And it's not like that. It's not like that. But we have to know Tzoya Tase Lateva. There's two pshatim. There's the light that comes from the outside. The inspiration that we get from the outside. The light that we get from the Rabbi Nishalem. And that's Yom Nuroim. Those are the special times. And then there's the internal light that we all have, our own diamond that we all have to polish. There's dark, there's light times, there's the Heilige Teig, and there's dark times. Times, not dafka nech, not dafka longer nights, it's rainy, it's miserable, but it's the times where we're missing all our external inspiration. And this is what we have. But we have to know that the Rabbeinu Shloilam doesn't want it to look like Yom Noroim, doesn't expect it to look like the times of Yom Noroim. The Rabbeinu Shloilam expects from us to put in our effort, kafi, the matzah that is now. And the Rosh Hashanah says, this person, he puts in that effort to his mincha. Had he put that effort on Rosh Hashanah, maybe it would look differently, but that's not what I expect from you. I expect the way you look now. And I'll end off with a phenomenal, phenomenal story from the Chayza. The Chayza saw what others didn't see. And he once went over to a person, and he said to him, after Rosh Hashanah, I'm looking into Shomayim, and I'm looking at the Sifri Chaim and this other Sforim, and I don't see your name in the Sifri Chaim. And the person went white. He was shocked. And so the Chayza said, let's try work something out together. Let's see what we can do here. Maybe you can change. Maybe you can do tshuva. Say, it's made tshuva. So he says, I don't know what the Shomai want from me. He says, I'm a farmer. I have to make a bit of money. And I don't even have time to do aveiras. I wake up in the morning. I daven. And then I work on my farm from morning till night. I haven't got time to think about it. I've been doing this for years and years and years. I don't understand what's changed this year. So the Chayza says, think. Maybe something you started doing a little bit different. So he said to him, the only difference I could think of is, he says, every night for years and years and years, I used to come home at the end of a long day, and the Yid has to learn Torah. Yid without Torah, what is it? So I used to go to my shelf and used to take out my Gemara and sit down by the shtender, and sure enough, after about 4.5 seconds, he fell asleep over his shtender. And this went on for year in, year out, he always fell asleep over his shtender. So I decided, it's called Shibudidur of Nosson, for those who know, why should I go to my shtender and then from my shtender to my bed? I'm going to go straight to my bed. And that was the change. So the Chayza said, that's it. He said, as long as you did that little bit of effort, you only had koyach just to open your Gemara, and you straight away fell asleep. But as long as you did your bit in life, you were zoicha to be in the Sifri Chaim. The minute, even that tiny bit of effort you're not prepared to do, That's it. So he said, what should I do? So he said, start opening your Gemara again. And he started again opening his Gemara. And sure enough, he never learned anything. He fell asleep. And by Hashanah Rabbah, the Chayza tells him, I could see your name's already in the Sifrei Chaim. And this is the Yesoide that a person in his life, all the Rabbi Shalom expects him is to be Tzaddik, Tomin, Bedoy Reisov, with his Kaychas. And we should take a Bizoycha to Oy Chodash Atzir in Toy, Shvinizke Cholov and Meher Lairoi.
Likewise, be too.